Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
But joining us here on the show is a friend of the DA show. He's got Steelers and Bengals this week for the NFL on CBS. He's also a member of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Wide receiver great, James Lofton, joining us this morning. James, good morning.
Good morning. Can I tell you what is the biggest concern for announcers as we start to broadcast games in November and December?
Yes, absolutely.
The weather.
Okay.
So I have to go down on the field. Well, I like to go down on the field.
Yeah.
Pre-game.
Uh-huh.
I don't want to dress like, you know, I'm the guy from Florida coming up to watch it. And because they look at you, go, you played in Green Bay and Buffalo. It's not cold. And, yes, it is cold.
It's a little different now, right? Because you're used to the warm weather.
Well, yeah, I do live in California, but I make sure that I carry my long underwear.
Oh, really?
And I'll just go down in my blazer, and I figure I can tough it out for about 15 minutes. But as soon as my lips start to get a little purple, I head back upstairs.
So this is a great secret to James Lofton's broadcasting success. Do you call games in your long underwear?
You bet I do.
That's fantastic. James Lofton is our guest this morning on the show. After the Texans won last night, we saw some big plays from Deshaun Watson to Will Fuller. We saw some big plays to DeAndre Hopkins as well. But do you think that the Texans can be a threat in the AFC where we have two pretty monster teams right now in the Patriots and the Ravens?
You know, you can be a threat anytime you enter the playoffs because you just don't know how that game is going to turn. And, you know, we see it in college basketball when the tournament starts and the one seed plays the 16 seed and all of a sudden with 2 minutes to play, it's a three-point game. And I think that's what you're looking for when you're, you know, the number six or number five seed in the playoffs and you've had a 9-7 or 10-6 team and now you're matched up against somebody who's gone 14-2 and everybody figures they've got home field advantage, they've got all the great players. Well, you're not that far apart. And every once in a while you get that, you know, team that is the up-and-comer and they upset the team that has the home field advantage.
When you look at this AFC, do you believe that the Ravens are actually the best team in the league, or because of the history of the Patriots, do you believe it's still New England?
Yeah, I think you still have to kind of beat last year's champion. And if you can do that during the regular season, then you have a shot because everybody starts to believe in you, and even your players start to believe that they can get it done. But I think when you're looking at the Ravens, because they have a history, and maybe it wasn't last year's history or the year before that, but they have this glorious past. And when they can trot out Ed Reed or Ray Lewis for some pregame pyrotechnics and get that crowd juiced up, that's a source of past pride. And that's kind of what you want as you're waltzing into the playoffs. You want to be able to take some of your past in with you to intimidate your opponent.
James Lofton joining us this morning on the show from the NFL on CBS. He's got Steelers-Bengals this week. Do you think that this is actually one of Mike Tomlin's better coaching jobs? I know last week was a tough loss for them in the Myles Garrett melee, but overall, without Ben Roethlisberger, they've been able to hold their head above water.
I remember when they were sitting there at 1-4, and you know, I like listening to sports talk and watching the analysts, and they said, Mike Tomlin has never had a losing record. And one of the analysts said, well, this is going to be the first time. And now you look at them, and I know they lost last week, and they're sitting there at 5-5. But there was something about Mike Tomlin. Mike Tomlin might be the only coach in the NFL who, if he put on a uniform, he wouldn't look out of place.
Mm.
You know, I think about, go down and list of some of the other good coaches and go, yep, you're right. You know, Andy Reid in a uniform?
No, I don't think so.
Bill Belichick in a uniform? No.
Nope.
But Mike Tomlin in a uniform? So there's a little bit of that swagger that he has that permeates to his team.
With the Cincinnati Bengals, it's been so ugly. Do you think that they really fell off dramatically because of the coaching change from Marvin Lewis, or do you think it's been a roster situation?
Well, think about the Bengals. They are a team with homegrown players. By that I mean when they draft somebody, they keep them around. And I'm looking at the roster, and it looks like about 80% of the players they drafted. So for them to remake their roster, are they going to be able to do it through free agency? Are they going to try and continue to do it through the draft? You know, what's going on with the team? You take your quarterback out. You bring in the next guy so that you can take a look at him. A.J. Green hasn't played since the preseason, July 27th. He went out with a foot injury when they went down to scrimmage on a high school field. So you lose your best player there. And it's just, you know, it's just eating away at them because they don't replenish through free agency and they wait for the draft to help them out.
James Lofton joining us this morning on the show from the NFL on CBS. Big one is Cowboys and Patriots this weekend.
Yes.
Do you think Dak Prescott of the Cowboys have the ability to go on the road and beat New England?
Well, I think if you want to be the $50 million man, doesn't that sound crazy?
Yeah.
That you've got to kind of beat the king. And so now Dak Prescott played well this season, really, really well. So has Ezekiel Elliott. They played really, really well. So has Amari Cooper. They played really, really well. But now you're getting a chance to play the world champions. And it's kind of like going up to play the New York Yankees and hitting a couple of home runs, you know. So I think that's what the Dallas Cowboys want to do because they want to prove, what are they, 6-4?
Yeah.
They want to prove that they are legitimate playoff contenders. Not that they're just going to be in the playoffs, but they're legitimate playoff contenders. And once they get in, that they can do something. This is a great measuring stick.
Finally, one of my close friends is your broadcast partner, Andrew Catalan, but I'm also friends with your spotter, Lou. And spotters can be a positive, a negative, or a push, or a neutral. Where does Lou fit into the NFL on CBS booth for you?
Lou may be the greatest spotter of all time.
Wow, that is high praise.
You know what's crazy? He takes it very seriously. When he comes into town, Andrew gives him his sheet with all the players on it and all that. And he takes all of 2 minutes to familiarize himself with it.
Well, that's a pro's pro right there. For James Lofton, Pro Football Hall of Famer, analyst for the NFL on CBS, he's on the call with Andrew Catalan for Sunday Steelers and Bengals game. Catch all the action this Sunday, starting with that other pregame show, CBS Sports Network, 8 a.m. Eastern Time, followed by the NFL Today, CBS at noon. And exactly right, that is Tops. James Lofton joining us this morning on the show. James, always great, really great to catch up. Thanks so much.
Thanks so much for having me.
You got it. Also, 1 o'clock Eastern kick for CBS. Broncos at Bills, Raiders at the Jets, and Panthers at the Saints. And then also a late kick, Jaguars at Titans, all on CBS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.